The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
1 hour in the books, heading into 5 o'clock hour. Thanks for joining us. No Fred Flower today.
Fred Flower.
Fred is out for one more day. He'll be back next week. Jerome Salomon.
He'll be back next Wednesday, though.
Oh, not even early in the week. Wow.
No, we're off Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Long holiday weekend.
That's right.
What are you doing 4th of July? Oh, did you decide you're going to put your trip back on and head west for barbecue?
I'm heading west, but not all the way west. I'm finishing up all the ones in the Austin area that I haven't hit, and I'm doing San Antonio, and I think that's going to be it. So, Gonzales and Lockhart and San Marcos, and then Austin and San Antonio.
I just saw a story on Twitter 2 minutes ago about some joint in D.C. claiming, or some, maybe the Washington Post or some publication claiming a joint in D.C. has better ribs than Franklin's.
Oh, that's stupid.
Even entertaining that foolishness.
Yeah, I saw somebody the other day tweet that New York has better barbecue than Texas.
Yeah, I'm like, I've seen that a lot in the last month or so. I'm like, I don't even click that. I'm like, I'm not playing that game.
What's funny is Donald Trump, he's always on Twitter about fake news. He didn't say anything about that. He didn't come out and like bash that as fake. You want some fake news? Like, put the FBI on that. See if the FBI finds any nonsense with that.
713-780-ESPN is your number. You can catch us at Degenerates975 on Twitter, too.
Yeah, I'm just getting up on some of the texts. 832 says, AJ still has to find a way to doubt the Astros. Shake my head. I guess they have no shot with their current roster. They have to make a move.
Doubt the Astros. I mean, I wouldn't say you doubted the Astros.
I was giddy about them.
Doubt is not the word I would use there.
Yeah. Right? But yes, I do think they have to add another pitcher in order to win a World Series. Yeah, I don't think Mike Fiers pitching your third playoff game, I wouldn't feel that great about it. So it's not that I'm doubting. I'm just saying I'll reassess when they make a move, which I assume that they will make a move.
And even with what you just said, they can win the World Series as is, but you'll have them as a lock favorite.
I think they would be a move.
They can win the World Series with the team they have now.
They could.
Duh.
But if they get Garrett Cole or Sonny Gray, I think you might make them favorites to win.
If they don't win the World Series, you'd be surprised and or disappointed.
I think,
come on, you didn't deliver.
But I think the Indians still. I mean, they're so great with their pitching. You know, when you've got Kluber, Carrasco, and Salazar, I think they would have won the World Series last year had their pitching been healthy. I think they're very good. I think Boston's very good. And I think the Dodgers are the other team. But if I made a list now of World Series contenders, that'd be my list. And the Astros are right there with them.
Mm. You mentioned Donald Trump and baseball. You've seen the Cubs back at the White House again, like they're Forrest Gump or something. Not that they won another title, but going to see the black president wasn't enough, so they had to go back today.
Yeah.
But the more interesting story is the Albert Amora Jr. You've seen the controversy is not the right word, but
did they deport him?
They're going to now.
Oh, no.
He was standing there shooting a finger at the president.
Oh, no.
Okay, technically, he had his hands in his pockets, and only the main middle finger was exposed, pointed down. It could have just been he was just standing there. I mean, if you see the picture, he was doing one of these numbers.
Oh, okay.
No. I may be exaggerating it, but you'd have to see the photo. It looked like he was kind of giving it. Looked like he kind of had the finger out.
Listen,
you know,
I've always said if you don't want to go to the White House, you don't like the president, whether it's the black president or the blatantly racist president, you're not into those guys. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go. But don't go and flip off the president and act a fool in front of the president.
He says that's not what he was doing.
Okay,
it just looked that way on some of the photos, you know. And some people do stand. Maybe there are other pictures of him.
I've never stood like that.
Well, you pull up a photo. You have to pull one up.
Just that finger out? That's difficult. It's not even comfortable.
Go to Twitter. The quickest one you can find is at GWCub.
It actually hurts.
You can find a picture.
The webbing of your fingers.
Yeah, I don't know why that finger is, you know, protruding thusly. But
I've stood like that with my thumb out. I could picture that scenario where your hand's in the pocket and only the thumb is out.
Right. Or... Yeah, either your hands in or hands out, not just the finger.
That's usually it.
Maybe we had those two and the one finger was the first one out.
Maybe so.
But now I'm also, as I've said, I would, if I were on a team and we won, no way in hell I'm going to let Donald Trump or whoever the hell is in the White House keep me from going to the White House to celebrate my championship. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there in the White House and enjoy my moment and, you know, go on about my business, you know? I mean, but I have no problem, like you say, with guys who decide not to, but I'm like, that's just kind of silly. And if I want to make a statement, I'm going to go to the White House and make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the White House and stand there.
You got a problem with the president?
And he'll say, man, and this Jerome, he did blah, blah, blah. And I say, kiss my ass, dude. Thank you. You know, whatever you want to say, right? But I'd much rather make it in person than not go. But, you know, everybody has their own feelings about how they would handle it. But I'm going to let somebody else steal my joy and that's what has come to be anyway, part of your celebration of a championship. It's the parade.
Yeah, it's the rite of passage.
It's the ring ceremony.
You get to go through it.
And it's the White House.
Yeah.
Go. I mean, you know.
They even let hockey players go, and that's barely sports.
Everybody goes up and down the list. The Texans have gone. Of course,
what the hell? They go. They were on a tour.
So they drafted a quarterback who won. So they went. They went when Deshaun Watson went. They're like, hey, dude, look, we're going to send you. You want to use our plane to go? Can you hook us up?
Yeah.
Can you give me in?
Yeah.
And wasn't that a difference?
Bob McNair's got the kind of money he can go see.
A year ago,
the White House.
They paid $37 million guaranteed to a contract. His team had just won a Super Bowl, were invited to the White House, and they put the pressure on him to make his dumb ass say, I need to go to OTAs. I'm not going to the White House.
Yeah. He's never winning a championship
again. A year later,
again.
They draft a kid whose team had won national championship. They're like,
You better go.
You can use my plane.
Yeah.
And take my son with you. Because we won't get to go anytime soon.
Hey, when we were talking Astros, did I say something bad about them?
Maybe you did accidentally.
281. Can't wait to see the Astros win the series so that Hoffman has to actually admit that a Houston team is good. Even then, he will probably say they were lucky. Go host in a city that you don't obviously hate. There's being non-biased, and then there's being a hater. You make it too obvious.
Yeah, because when the time the Astros won the World Series and you was dogging them all season
you remember
long,
that?
Like they wasn't gonna win it.
Yeah,
and you
told me they were going to, but I was a hater.
Everybody told you,
but I was just a hater.
And then when the Texans won the Super Bowl that year, the all season long, you're like, they can't do it.
Yeah,
they can't do it.
Yeah, because I'm such a hater.
We ain't gonna talk about the Rockets when they pull off that championship.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
All I did was sit here and talk about how excited I am about the Astros.
You talked about how you didn't think that past teams were this good.
Like, I believe in this team, and that makes me a hater.
People are just hearing what they want to hear.
They're idiots. Idiots.
Bow down. That's your problem. You got to get all the way in invested in this team, man. You got to become a real Houstonian. You cannot accept this mediocrity. You have to cheer for it.
Basically, what you have to do is you have to say, the Astros are absolutely going to win the World Series. There's zero doubt in my mind. It's happening. Otherwise, you're a hater, right?
Pretty much.
Like me saying they're a legitimate contender, that's not good enough.
You've said over and over, I don't even know if you even said it today, but over and over, they're the best team in baseball.
They are. I mean, right now they
so
are.
What else? I don't know. Can they be better than the best? Can't you give them that?
Well, I guess
Steve,
that's what you're saying.
You weren't a hater. You say they're better than the best team in baseball. They're better than themselves.
Yeah.
Stop. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780.
God, I hate people so much.
That's why you don't read the text. That's the problem.
That's why I don't read the text. And that's why people are like, why don't you like people? Because of people like that. No one likes that guy. I just went on a diatribe about how, this is just such a great team, a great story. They're fun to watch. They've got a real chance to win the World Series. Oh, you're just a hater. God, I wish I could just go punching everybody. And then, WTF do you know about baseball? 281 must be AJ Hinch asking me what I know about baseball.
Yeah, they're done with the game. They finished up this afternoon. And he checked in with you, and he's like, that damn Hoffman.
Well, now I know Coach Hinch's phone number.
Here you go. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I don't know anything about baseball, but you got me.
See, you've built up a reputation for hating.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
You know, I mean, You couldn't have displayed more hate if you were walking around wearing a sheet, you know.
I guess
you've done a good solid 7 years of pure, unadulterated Houston hatred. You never believed in Houston Cougars when they were rolling along. You didn't believe in Case Keenum when he was the best player in college football. You didn't believe in Dwight Howard when he's best big man in basketball. You didn't believe in Yao Ming when he's best big man in basketball. You didn't believe in Tracy McGrady when he's best swing man in the sport. You didn't believe in Arian Foster when he's best football player in the league. You didn't believe in Matt Shaw when. Okay, I went too far.
Oh, here's another one from 832. Danny Salazar's in the minors because he's been terrible. You're better than this. Here's what I do know about baseball, and AJ Hinch might think I don't know much. There's a difference between the disabled list and getting sent down to the minors. Salazar's been on the disabled list because he's injured, not because he's been terrible, because he's injured. That's the way it works in baseball. Like, when you're hurt, they don't send you to the minor leagues. But I'm better than this. Yeah. You're better than this, AJ. He's in the minor league. No, he's on the disabled list. That's... You know how I know? Because he's on my fantasy baseball team. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. You done? You feel better now? You got that out to
you? What are you going to do? A lot of the other texts are about our crappy signal, which, by the way, I'm not the engineer.
I've heard from other people saying that something's going on. I guess they're doing some transition stuff.
The last week, they've been working on something, and John, like, he tries to talk about it, but then it's a long story, so we don't know what's going on.
It's a technical issue.
Like, one of the things that I know less about than baseball is engineering. I know almost nothing about it, so I can't fix it. But, oh well, what am I supposed to do here?
Can you hop on a mattress?
Mattress Makers.
Oh, I can. And
do you know anything about mattresses?
I know more about mattresses than I do about engineering. Sleep on one every night, and mine's from Texas Mattress Makers. And right now they've got the All American Factory Sale going. Count on Texas Mattress Makers to bring you the biggest fireworks in Houston with 25% off the entire showroom floor. Everything in the showroom. 25% off their already low factory direct prices. Every type of bed, style, fit, now 25% off, but only until July 16th, so jump on it now. See what I did there? Jump on it. The mattress, jump on it. Huh? You like that, Jerome? Yeah. American-made, American pride, Texas size savings. Go for a better night's sleep today. Sale ends July 16th, and they take great pride in making all their beds right here in Houston from all-American steel, Louisiana wood like cedar and pine, American-made components, American labor. These are handcrafted, custom-fitted, unlike the competitors. They know every detail in the making of the bed. Yuval knows all about these beds, more than I want to know about mattresses. He'll tell you about them. I love the bed that I've got from there. My next bed will be from there, absolutely. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation, corner with Lockwood. It's Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Rehab Sports Bar welcomes you to join John Granato and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew for a happy hour. That's this Thursday, today, from 5 to 7. Granato and the boys will be at Rehab Sports Bar located Southmore in San Jacinto for $2 domestics and $3 craft beers. Plus, there's other incredible happy hour specials and free valet parking. See you there today.
Salazar has a 5.40 ERA. You are baseball dumb. That's from 281. This is the thing. Like, usually when, and this may sound crazy to you guys, when a guy's an established player and his stats aren't great, that team doesn't just automatically give up hope on him. If the Indians will make the playoffs, and when they do, Danny Salazar will be their third pitcher. I don't care if his ERA is 5.4 or 2.9.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Arrieta's ERA this year 4.7. The Cubs probably aren't making the playoffs. If they do, guess who will be in that rotation? Jake Arrieta. If he's got a 6 ERA, you know why? Because he's one of their best players. They believe in him. But I'm baseball dumb. That's okay.
Oh, you know. You are who you are.
This is, I've just got to get rid of this text line. I tried to be more interactive, but I got to be honest.
It leads you down a dark road.
There's too many stupid people that listen to this show.
Are they that stupid, really?
Yes. There's too many stupid people for me to pay attention to this. I mean, granted, there's some smart listeners. We've got some good listeners. But, I mean, they're being overwhelmed by the dummies. I can't deal with this.
That's a perfect segue.
John Granato. Do you read the text line, Granato?
Tyler did that, John. I didn't do that.
Whoa.
Speaking of the dummies, here's Granato.
Granato, do you read the text line?
The text line? No, we never use the text line. We use Twitter.
I got to get rid of this text line. Yeah, you're right. I'm Xing out of it.
Our listeners are so intelligent that, you know, maybe it's a texting thing.
It could be.
Maybe that's it.
The people who text our show are mongoloids.
Unbelievably witty. But if you use Twitter, you have to be smart. So
you know who's texting our show, I think?
Unless you attack Jerome on Twitter, then that's not smart.
I think Gilbert is texting us from several different numbers, John.
Gilbert? No, yeah. Gilbert doesn't know how to text you. That's wrong.
Oh,
Gilbert
well,
calls from his house phone, which is a rotary phone.
Oh, well, hell. I don't know then.
Yeah.
What do you got going on today, Johnny?
Well, right now I'm at rehab, okay? And you would think that's the perfect thing for you, John, except rehab is a bar, okay? Rehab is not what it should be for me, which is rehab, which is means get better. I actually am getting better. Here's the deal. I'm drinking Coors Light, and AJ, you would be so disappointed in me.
They have
got the beer system. You know the taps where you put the glass down and it fills up from the bottom? Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, that's
it's
fancy.
Really cool.
That's fancy.
Yeah, and it fills up, and it's not one of those where you just hit the spout and the beer comes. The beer comes in from the bottom, from underneath, and they've got St. Arnold's, the summer. They've got the Summer Pilsner. They got Goose Island IPA. They got Shock Top. They got all your little, your crappy beers that you love, AJ.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay? And right now, while we're here, from 5 to 7, $3 craft beers, $2 domestic. So let's go. Get on over here at Southmore and San Jacinto, right in the Museum District. It's awesome. They got a huge patio for those of you who like to choke down a grit. You want to go outside and smoke cigarettes? That's wonderful. Everybody does it. Everybody's, all choking down cigarettes.
Not everyone does.
Cancer.
I don't like cigarettes.
That's awesome. So you got free pool and games here. You got a 16-foot television. 16 feet. That's how big this TV is. Watching the Astros here this afternoon. Now we got golf on, which is awesome. TV's all over the place. Plenty of room. It's a great little place. Great little bar. It's a sports bar. They cater to the sports fans, and they've got all of this, you know, your little foofy beers that you love, AJ. They got that too.
All right, what's
so we got that right here at Southmore. It's between Bins and 59 or Richmond. It's been between there on San Jacinto, right here in the Museum District. It's awesome. Love it. You got to come on by and hang out with us today.
All right. That's John Granato. Appreciate you, bud.
All right, bud.
Sounds good.
All right.
Like the beer's coming up the wrong hole, though.
Yeah, it's very strange. I've never seen that, where a beer fills up from the bottom. I don't know if I like that. I'm traditional. I like my beer to fill from the top of the glass. But what do I know? I know about as much about filling a beer glass from the bottom as I do about baseball.
Does the glass close after
I don't know.
It fills up, or is it just a non-stop tap?
It sounds like something from the Jetsons to me. That's space technology stuff.
What's that, Tyler?
It's like there's a magnet on the bottom, and it forces the magnet up, and then the beer comes up, and then whenever you pick the glass up, magnet closes the bottom.
You like that?
Not really, because the only beers that they would use for that stuff is like Bud Light, Coors Light, and crappy beer.
And you're not drinking that stuff?
No.
Because you don't want a magnet messing with the taste of your brew.
I don't know that it really messed with the taste.
You just said it goes up and magnets, down in the middle of the
beer. I think magnets give you cancer, too.
Probably.
I don't
There's
like cancer.
There's a lot of stuff that gives you cancer, though.
Magnets?
Yeah.
And smoking cigarettes.
Choking down grits.
Two things John is apparently into. All right, guys. As the seasons change, by the way, you can keep texting the show all day. I'm not reading any more texts. You guys are too stupid.
Oh, don't believe him. Keep texting.
No, I've closed it out. I can't deal with these people. I like Twitter because at least there's some accountability. You know, I respect it.
They can't run from you on Twitter.
I can quote tweet their stupidity and put it out for the people on Twitter. Here, the worst thing I can do to someone is give out their phone number and say, hey, everybody text this guy. He's a dummy. But I don't feel like that's the right thing to do either. So I'm just going to pass. All right. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You could do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009 with an A-plus rating. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Get ready to wave your fun flag at main event on 4th of July. Listen all week for your chance to win a $25 fun card. That sounds kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
Let your fun flag fly.
I like that.
It's valid for a $25 game played throughout a main event center near you. Head for fun this 4th of July. Head for main event. Eat, bowl, and play. I almost said eat, bowl, and play.
You can drink there, too.
That probably wouldn't have been as good for the main event. They probably wouldn't appreciate that read there.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I'm not sure that rehab is all happy about you talking about the beer coming through the wrong hole, either. You got to be careful with that kind of stuff. 713-780-ESPN is your number. No hater here, says Casey. Casey, you're on The Blitz. Talk sports to us.
Hey, guys. For the guy that's a hater for not basically getting an Astros World Series champion tattoo already, I don't know what that guy's allegiances are when it comes to sports, but that kind of mindset is eerily similar to every single Cowboys fan I have ever met. So, I mean, every year it's, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And if you say one thing that's not, you're right, you're going to win the Super Bowl. You're a hater, and that's the end of the conversation, and you can't have an intelligent conversation about sports with them. So that he gives sports fans a bad name with that kind of stuff. But that's all I want to say. Thanks.
It's actually a pretty decent point. And yeah, Cowboys fans are as loyal as you can find, and there are plenty of them. But when have the Cowboys been a Super Bowl favorite? Like, has it been since about 96, 97 maybe?
Probably around then.
I mean, like, legit, not even legitimate, just a favorite. Like, oh yeah, that team, it'll be the Cowboys and another team even. They'll be fighting to make it to the Super Bowl.
It's been some time.
It's been a really long time. But that hasn't stopped them, though. That has not stopped them. In fact, I guess their run that they got on last year put them as close to being there as they've been in a really long time, but I never thought they were going to win the Super Bowl last year.
What do you think of Dak Prescott?
I think he's all right. I was really impressed with his season and
you think
and
he
how
regresses
he handled.
This year?
Regresses is a too strong of a word. I think he'll
progress.
Do
you think the league adjusts to Dak Prescott this year?
I'm not worried about the league adjusting. I think he'll progress. I don't think he'll have – he was almost perfect last year. I mean, I don't think he'll have a perfect season. I think he'll go on and be a fine player.
I do too.
But, like, if he progressed in every way from last year, he'll be the best quarterback we've ever seen this year, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I think this year could be – I mean – I think Dak Prescott's pretty good. I think he'll take some lumps this year because I think that as they – like the first few weeks of the season when he was really just doing everything right, their playbook was so small. And then as they opened up the playbook a little more late in the season, that's when the few struggles that he had came out.
But even if the playbook was wide open early, he was going to have some struggles at some time.
At some point. That's what rookie quarterbacks do. Yeah. I think he'll struggle more this year than last year, but I think he's going to be a pretty good player.
Yeah,
but I also saw like those players voted him better than Ben Roethlisberger and Andrew Luck and all that.
Let's not be slow silly down about this at all. I mean, and Roethlisberger is a good example. He had a really good rookie season, an outstanding one even, but in the next year he's about the same. But Prescott had a better rookie season than pretty much every quarterback we've seen.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger is also
it's not going to be about the same.
Ben Roethlisberger is also on his way to a Hall of Fame career.
And oh yeah,
it's way too early to say that about Dak Prescott.
Oh no, I'm not talking about being better than. That's just idiotic. I'm strictly talking about back to your original point of will he regress or progress or what will he do this year? And I'm saying guys as good as Roethlisberger, Roethlisberger's rookie year was as good as any of the big name quarterbacks we've seen, basically.
Right.
I mean, he's of the big name guys, his rookie year was
pretty astounding,
pretty solid. Yeah, and then Then they go 15-1 or something 1 year.
Ben Roethlisberger hadn't had a lot of bad years in his career.
Yeah.
At least on the field.
Yeah, but his rookie year, he didn't start every game. He started after the second or third game or something.
Yeah.
But they didn't lose a start.
Yeah,
during the regular season or something. They lost to the Patriots, and the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
And then they were in the Super Bowl
like
the next year.
They went like 13-0 with him starting or 14-0.
They won the Super Bowl the next year.
So it was, but he was like, how much better is he going to be in next year? Well, he's not going to be better. He's going to be a better player, but the numbers won't necessarily do it. And I think I like Dak. The thing about it is it's not like the Cowboys running game is going to disappear.
Right.
And their receivers are still there, and Dez is still there, and they should be getting better on defense. So, they'll be good. I expect the Cowboys to do some damage. It's gonna be this might be as fun an NFL season. They're all fun in some way, but this could be as fun as we'll have because you got a lot of teams who are fighting back from what they deem to be a bad season. Teams like the Seahawks, where. There wasn't bad. It wasn't bad to compare to a lot of teams, but for them,
it was a down year.
It was a down year. The Panthers, it was a down year. Period.
No doubt.
But they're better than they played last year. not as ridiculously good as they were the year before, but they're much better than they played last year. So I expect them to play a little. It's going to the NFC should be fun. Period.
The AFC is good.
Yes, I don't know. The Patriots are just all you just pick them and leave it alone. And well, but and when they don't win it, you go ah.
I thought the team that would be the scariest for the Patriots last year, and we didn't get to see them. But I thought the Raiders were going to be the team that might give them a scare. And maybe if they had a healthy Derek Carr, they could have. Mm-hmm. The Raiders interest me again because they're so good on defense. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a good quarterback. They've got some weapons for that quarterback. You know, they've invested in the running game. I'm excited to see that team go.
Yeah, I think the people who criticize Derek Carr we're in a media world where it's fashionable to attack.
Who criticized Derek Carr?
Oh, most of the geek stat number.
Oh, about his money?
Guys. No, about
they don't think he's good.
The money was the latest thing. Yeah. Oh no, they were already saying he's overrated.
Oh man.
Yeah. You know, we're like, oh, he's overrated. He's not as good. But they're the same ones who tell you that Andrew Luck's overrated and not good.
Oh, okay.
The numbers don't like.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like no. That's get off the calculator on that one and watch the game.
Right.
And you know there aren't five quarterbacks I'd take over Andrew Luck.
Well.
You know,
Danny Salazar does have a 5.40 ERA this year, Jerome. So numbers don't lie.
What did Pat Beverly say? Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers do not lie at all. Pat Beverly going to be a superstar now in Los Angeles since he's got away from James Harden.
I'm going to say
I saw somewhere some guys. I'm like, you know, he didn't really want to play with James. I'm like. I barely want to play with anybody that'll let him play with him right now. Stop it.
The numbers would tell me that Pat Beverly is not going to be a superstar, but numbers have lied before.
Poor Clippers.
Oh, boy.
Poor Clippers.
You know how bum people are to be playing for the Clippers without Chris Paul? It's like, ugh.
Yeah, that was the thing, too. They floated DeAndre Jordan out in trade rumors here a few weeks ago and didn't get the quite bite they wanted. They weren't going to re-sign Blake Griffin. They were going to let him walk. Of the three, they were going to keep Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And he told them, nah, I'm good. Let me out. So now they have to start all the way over, and it's a rough life for Clippers. Marcellus Wallace is... Marcellus Wallace.
Does he look like a bitch?
Does he look like... What? Marcellus Wiley was texting me earlier, wanting me to come on his radio show today, but I can't do it. He's a huge Clippers fan. I bet he's having a complete and utter meltdown. Our boy produces on his show now, right?
Doesn't he work Pearson? Yeah, Mike Pearson.
Pearson does? Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, you're a Clippers fan. What do you expect?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
He might as well be a Rockets fan. We'll be back in a minute. If you try to knock me, you'll get whacked. I'll stir fry you in my wok. You need to start shaking and your fingers pop. Like a pinch when the neck on Mr. Spock.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back in. A.J.'s riled up at you texters.
No, I'm not. The show's gotten better since I turned off that text.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
I did. Let it go.
Just let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Lord.
And the show immediately got worse when we started singing. Did you get a chance to check out the video?
Yeah, I watched it.
Conor McGregor.
I've seen many videos like this,
video
by the way.
Video of him boxing with the bag and punching bag, and it doesn't look good, which is pretty doggone amazing because one of the easiest things for any fighter to do is to look good.
Hitting pads or hitting a bag.
Against the bag. I mean, yeah. That's really not that difficult. And I'm not, as everybody said, a hater. I'm not hating on him at all, because I would expect him to look real. I would be hating if he put out a fantastic video and I go, you're still going to get smoked, dude. That would be hating. But yeah. This is not even, because it looks awful. He looks slow. He looks like he's never hit a bag before. And the bag is leading on points. Looks like he's about to get beat up by the bag.
The bag's about to win by TKO.
Awful.
Yeah. You're supposed to look good on a bag. You're supposed to look good on pads. Like, my coaches used to video me hitting pads, like hitting mitts, because, like, for confidence purposes. You watch back that video and you're like, oh, my hands look crisp. I look fast. You know what they never did? They never sent me home with tape of me sparring where I look confused or I'm getting pieced up. Which makes me wonder.
You felt good.
Which makes me wonder, like, why is he posting this video?
Yeah.
Like, how did he take that video or have someone take that video for him and go, yeah, we should put that up on the internet? Like, I don't.
He never looked at it.
He had to have not. Someone must have taken that while he wasn't look like. And yeah, I don't know.
Now you've trained and stuff, so you've been around those people. Like, yeah, you know, they're pumping him up. Go, oh, that's very good. Good workout. Way to go, baby. Yeah. Way to go. And then they posted it.
What's weird is, like, he really is a good striker as far as, like, MMA striking. You just, like, pure boxing is a different game. It's a different sport, and it looks weird.
For people that don't know the technical aspect of the striking versus punching, the weight of the gloves, what difference will that make in terms of the punches you throw?
I mean, the weight of the glove,
is that negligible?
It's negligible because, I mean, everybody who trains, who spars MMA or has, you know, like I have 12-ounce gloves, I have 10-ounce gloves. I mean, for sparring purposes, you wear big gloves. So, like, it doesn't feel weird to have big gloves on. I don't think that makes much of a difference.
But you're slower with them, you're slower with the gloves on than you are with what you fight with an MMA.
It's negligible, I think. Okay. I think. Right. Just the difference is, he's not a professional boxer.
So all of our technical breakdowns that we're going to get going forward is going to be a little bit much ado about it. It would be breaking down, you know, LeBron James and I are going to play one-on-one, and we're really breaking it down on,
how do you do well?
Should I go to the left as much or what? Like,
here's
really,
what it is.
Is it necessary? Yeah.
Conor McGregor's striking for MMA is good enough that if he were to go into a boxing match against some random other dude off the street who'd never had a professional boxing match before,
boom, boom, boom.
Conor McGregor probably pieces him up.
Yeah.
You put him in against the best boxer in the whole wide world, he's probably going to get beat up. It's so funny. It's like the first time I actually saw it on paper, Floyd Mayweather, in parentheses, 49-0, versus Conor McGregor, in parentheses, debut. It's like,
put 0-0.
No, it's
debut.
It's just, it's crazy.
He could be a really good boxer.
He might be.
And his debut would be
not
against Mayweather.
There's probably a lot of boxers out there that are quote-unquote professional boxers that he could beat up. Right. Like, I would say, Joe Schmo, who goes down to the Title Boxing Club and has six amateur fights and took two pro fights, Conor McGregor probably works him over. Mm-hmm. But guys who have been beat up by Floyd Mayweather, like Miguel Cotto, for instance.
Ooh,
yeah. Miguel Cotto would murder Conor McGregor, murder him in a boxing ring.
Yeah,
Marcus Maidana would murder Canelo. These are guys that Floyd Mayweather's already beat up, who are really great boxers.
They box for a living.
They weren't even on the level with Floyd.
So even if Floyd is only 80% of Floyd, that's really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be the 100% guy that he's had to be to beat. Actually, the way he's handled some of these guys, he didn't even have to be the 100% guy, but he's so good at that.
Yeah.
And he usually gets to 100% every time out.
It's just a different level of sport. It's just, to think that you can just go fight a professional boxer when you're not a professional boxer, like, and not only to fight one, but to fight the best one, it's just foolish.
Hey, it's about time for the gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The jeweler gym of the day.
Meanwhile,
the murderer.
Yeah, meanwhile, Floyd's over here with a two-sided bag just working it like, you know, like he owns it.
Like he was born doing this.
I mean, that's what it looks like. It looks like a guy who knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Yeah, ESPN Houston, their Facebook page, posted a video of Floyd Mayweather hitting a two-sided bag. And, I mean, it's night and day.
Fred Astaire versus, you know, regular old street dancer.
You say their Facebook page. That's our Facebook page.
Right. I don't control the Facebook page. Well, I didn't post it. I mean, on the station. The station's
fight.
Facebook page has it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have anything to do with
that
Facebook
page.
Like
you and bearded white guys get into it. Go for it.
Yeah. That thing's got nothing to do with me.
Why do you hate the Astros?
I'm a hater.
For our gym of the day comes out of Tulsa. Police in Oklahoma are investigating after a 29-year-old woman's body was found discovered in a bathroom at Walmart. This woman, who later identified, I guess I should say her name in case her family is out there listening. I'm saying I shouldn't say her name. I guess they know she's dead by now. But anyway, Catherine Carraway, wandered into a Walmart family bathroom on Friday. A Walmart employee tried to enter the bathroom a little bit later, and the bathroom was locked. At that point, the employee placed an out-of-order sign on the door. 3 days later, employees checked back again and discovered the woman's body was in the bathroom for now 3 days. Not immediately known when she died, and investigators say her death does not appear to be suspicious. I mean, aside from spending 3 days in the Walmart bathroom.
Think about what a Walmart bathroom smells like when there's not been a rotting corpse in it. And then imagine if there was a rotting corpse in the bathroom. How do they go 3 days without saying, you know what, we better investigate this?
Nobody said, hey, what's wrong with the bathroom? Let's go fix it. Why is there an out-of-order sign?
There's no one
whose
job at the end of the night it is to go clean that bathroom?
Nobody cleans it out, apparently. I'm not a Walmart shopper. I don't go to Walmart, so I don't know what it's like. But
I mean, I avoid Walmart with all of my power. I mean,
And now I'll avoid it even more because that seems a little odd.
Yeah.
You know? 3 days. Poor lady.
A little dust in the wind from Catherine.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is sad.
Sorry to bring y'all down with that one.
I just think it's sad that she had to, like, she was dead in a Walmart bathroom. Like, that's a really sad place to be.
Where is a good place to die?
AJ? I don't know. Like, that, but I'm thinking of the worst places.
That's on the list.
Amongst the worst.
I mean, wouldn't be, like, you know,
like dying in the back of a garbage truck. That would suck.
Yeah. Or like in the front seat of your car when it's smashed by a train.
That's not great. It's not great.
There are no really good places to die, are there?
I mean, like you die.
Unless she's like 18.
You die in your sleep. That's where I want to go. You're the worst.
That's Richard Pryor. That's not me. I would never say that.
Good.
Time to go. We'll wrap up this hour and leave it at that.
Oh, we have to say that's the gym of the day.
That's our gym of the day.
Yeah.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
There we go.
Yeah. Now we can wrap that up, huh?
Hour number three is here. It's upon us.
Not yet. We're still in hour number two.
No, it's
we're hour point two.
On the other side of this break, it's hour number three.
On the other side of this break. And we'll go to Vegas on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
Stories from Vegas. Gambling stories, UNLV mascot story. How about that? You like mascots.
I do like mascots.
We'll be back in a minute. This is The Blitz.